If someone is just a real funny person, you say, I like him.
I like him, but he is so odd, or he's...
All right, but I want you to put why on the end of it. You enjoy him because of these things, because he's funny. You might say, I like him.
Because he is funny, or he's just enjoyable to be around, and has a delightful personality.
And the names of the largest, well, the name of the largest Protestant denomination in the South. I can't remember what church you told me you were. You're Methodist.
I'm Methodist, but I understand that the Baptists have us outnumbered.
Okay. And if two people became church members, what do you say they did? They
joined the church.
And in church, you pray to?
God.
And if I have no doubt that you don't use it swearing, but would you tell me how you have heard God's name used in profanity, maybe by?
Well, you've heard it used as God damn,
okay.
More than anything else, I would think.
Right. And the church, the preacher preaches a
sermon.
And somebody might say, well, I don't really enjoy the sermon, but I go to hear
the music.
And after you particularly enjoyed the music, you might say, that music was just...
great or inspiring.
Or...
good.
Or...
beautiful.
And if you were... if you were trying to get to a place at a certain time, for example, 11 o'clock, and you're trying to get to church, you might say, I thought I had time, but I had to change a tire on the way to church, and by the time church was over...
Before I got here.
Or by...
by the time I got here.
Okay. And the opposite of God is the...
the devil.
Any joking ways of saying the devil?
The bad man.
Okay.
That's what you speak a lot of times to the children.
Sure.
Yes.
If you're naughty, the bad man.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about people, if there's an old house and nobody's lived there for a long time, you might say,
it's
well...
it's a haunted house.
Okay. And who would they say live there? Don't go there.
The ghost.
And how would you tell someone about the climate? You might say, better put a sweater on. It's getting blank chilly.
It's getting very chilly.
Okay. Any other ways?
Or it's getting colder.
In front of chilly. It's getting chilly.
Rough.
Put a word in front of chilly.
Chilly. It's getting quite chilly.
Okay. Another one, likewise.
Very chilly.
Okay. Rather
chilly.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And would you use rather to do with preferring something? I'll go if you insist, but
I'd rather not go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you say to a friend you haven't seen for a long time? How do you express your feelings about him?
I'm so glad to see you. I'm just delighted to see you.
Okay. And how do you say someone owns say 500 acres, 1,000 acres, that amount? How would you say he owns of land? Put something in between. He owns
a lot of land.
Okay. Any other words?
He owns much land.
Okay.
Quite a good bit of land.
Okay, what about right smart?
All right, smart land.
Okay. Would you say that?
I would, but more than likely I would.
Uh-huh. But would say the men be more likely
yes.
to say
uh-huh.
right smart?
Mm-hmm.